The Clare Byrne Show on News Talk
with Aviva Insurance.
Thank you, Shane. You're welcome back to the purse. We've heard so much about the Strait of Hormuz and the impact that the blockade and the conflict is having on energy prices and the world economy. But what's it like to be literally stuck there? Well, Captain Raman Kapoor from India has been stuck in the vital waterway along with 23 other crew members ever since the United States and Iran launched joint attacks. The United States and Israel launched joint attacks on Iran on the 28th of February. And Captain Kapoor joins me now. Thank you very much for being with us. How are you and your crew?
Hello, and thank you for having me. Yes, so we are well and we are keeping ourselves safe here.
And what has it been like since the 28th of February? I mean, I would imagine you were on a routine trip when everything changed.
Yes, it's been blur, you know, to be honest, since February 28th, we are stuck here. As I said, we are safe and we are together. So we are following all the required security measures. Mm-hmm. And my crew morale is my topmost priority at the moment, along with their security.
Yes, I'm sure it is.
But also,
you have to get, I would imagine, food and supplies to the boat because you wouldn't have had enough to cover this period of time. How are you managing from that point of view?
Yes, of course, this food supply is most important, very essential items. So we are very lucky that way that we have been getting constant supplies of food and water. In fact, a couple of days back, we were replenished with our food stock. So yes, my crew is very happy about that. At least we got no concerns about food.
Mm-hmm. And where are the supplies coming from? Is it the Iranian authorities who are doing that?
No, negative, not Iranians. This is all arranged by my company office only through the nearest country. So my company is arranging all the necessary items.
Mm-hmm. And is it safe, do you feel, for both your crew and also for the people who are supplying the food and other items to you?
Yes, it is quite a well-supervised operation. And first of all, it takes a pretty long time, like 1 week to 10 days to arrange the supplies and, you know, to obtain various approvals, permissions from various authorities. And yes, this operation is under the proper supervision of the naval ships around which are, you know, patrolling in the region to ensure our safety and security. And this being a very small operation, transferring of food, but it is very much controlled by everyone.
Mm-hmm. You sound upbeat and in good form, which is good to hear, but you must feel as though you're in a very uncertain situation.
Yes, of course. But, you know, this is my job as a ship captain. I cannot show my my weakness to my crew, my whole world. I have to keep the morale of every crew high. So, yes, mm-hmm. We are seafarers. We have to stay strong and focused.
But there is nothing you can do about the situation. Like, you're essentially helpless, really. You just have to wait for the outcome.
Rightly said, we are totally helpless. I mean, now it's uncertainty and helplessness is the major concern at the moment. You know, we are stuck here. I mean, we are on ship for last 2 months continuously on ship only. We cannot move. Ship is not moving. We are not moving. No one is boarding our vessel. We are not allowed to get down from the vessel. And most of us have already completed our contract on board ship and we are waiting for our repatriation, you know, and which is getting further delayed.
Mm-hmm. And there's no news on that, is there, on, you know, whether a deal is being negotiated to allow you to move on from there?
Well, regarding repatriation, my company office is working on it. And regarding the peace deal, there is no further information on that, you know.
Mm-hmm.
It This is a failed deal and uncertainty. We don't know what is coming up and what will happen. This is really overwhelming.
Yeah, I mean, you must be concerned when you hear Donald Trump, you know, on Truth Social issuing this shoot and kill orders for the United States Navy. He says that the small boats that may enter the strait, he believes they could be planting mines there, and that's why he's issued this shoot and kill order. That must be very worrying for you.
Yes, it's a major point of concern. You know, any attack on merchant vessel is a serious matter for all seafarers. So as a captain, my focus is on the safety of my crew and vessel in line with my company's instructions and international regulations.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
You spoke about maintaining morale, that is one of your duties. How are you managing to do that amongst the crew?
Well, we conduct regular, drills, and then we interact with each other very frequently and try to engage ourselves in, indoor games or any other entertainment, whatever resources we have on board ship,
mm-hmm.
and try to eat together, try to spend time all together, not to sit isolated share our thoughts.
What games do you have?
Like we have table tennis, then we play some, what do you say, housey games and all those stuff, what we use normally on ship. Some horse racing, I mean, that we make horses and on chart we play that. So there are several other games like treasure hunt and all that.
Uh-huh.
So we have all these games made up and try to engage ourselves.
And I don't know what size your vessel is. Like, is there enough room to exercise and stay healthy?
Yes, we do have exercising equipments on board ship, and we have sufficient space for indoor games and for get-togethers. Yes.
Do you have a gym type facility?
Yes, we do have gym.
Uh-huh. And I'm sure you're encouraging your crew members to be as active as they can in order to stay healthy, because at this stage it's so many weeks that you have been on board.
Yes, I do encourage them for exercise and yoga, meditation. All these things would definitely help mm-hmm. to keep ourselves focused.
If your message could reach the leaders of Iran and the United States, Captain Kapoor, what would you say?
Well, as a ship captain, I urge to prioritize de-escalation and don't make seafarers collateral victim in this conflict. This is, we are the seafarers. We keep world moving. We are not just sailors only. We are the guardians of the global trade. So with both hands folded, it is my humble appeal to prioritize seafarers' safety and ensure every possible support to us. And please keep the seas open for trade and humanity. And let us work. I mean, we the seafarers, we keep world connected through trade. So please allow us and protect us.
Mm-hmm.
That's all I would like to say.
And Captain Kapoor, one of our listeners would like to know if you and your crew are still getting paid.
Yes, of course. We are being paid, and there is no doubt about it. So there is no problem about the wages.
Mm. But you must be missing your family and your life at home.
Of course, every day we are talking to our families through video calls, audio calls, and they are waiting for us so desperately, and they are requesting us to come back home soon. But we are helpless here, and things are not easy. So let's see, we are working on it. We are working because, as I said, the delayed extended stay on ship and the delayed repatriation is a major concern at the moment. So let's see how it goes.
Well, thank you for talking to us, and we wish you well. I hope you get out of there sooner rather than later. That's Captain Rahman Kapoor, who is stuck on board his merchant vessel in the Strait of Hormuz and has been there since the 28th of February.
The Clare Byrne Show
with Aviva Insurance.
Weekday mornings at 9 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.